It's time to say
hello.
Hello, Joodle Up. All this week on ABC Radio Perth and WA.
So every place has its local legends, and in this neck of the woods, Granny Spears is one of them. Her name and her legacy lives on through the work done by women at the Spears Centre, a not-for-profit organisation helping to support, inform and empower communities in and around Joondalup. The movement started in 1980 when dozens of women piled into a lounge room in Heathbridge, just south of here. Gail Guyou is CEO of the Spears Centre. She is with us. Hello, Gail.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming down. And Mel Wright is the Centre's Community Services Coordinator. Hi, Mel.
Hello, how are you?
Very well. It's so good to have you both here. Gail, it's been 40 years since the Spears Centre started its work. What does it mean to the community?
So the work, well, the generosity of spirit that, you know, Granny Spears started back in the early 1900s when supporting her community, that generosity and that impact that it's had has really built on that foundation, a centre which provides a place of hope. You know, in the last 12 months, we've had a really difficult time and really difficult circumstances that communities have had to deal with and to experience. And having that place of hope and a place where people can come and get some support and advice, you know, just provides a little bit of that little bit of extra support that everybody needs. And you know, that's something that is going to have a long-lasting impact in the communities, and hopefully for another 40 years or more to come. That's our hope, and you know, that's an impact that has far-reaching effects. Mental health, particularly, we understand that financial hardship, and that's sort of a large core of our services. Supporting people around financial hardship is intrinsically linked to mental health and mental well-being. So, you know, the impacts are far-reaching and more than just a place where people can come.
So who was Frances Spears? Tell me.
Frances Spears was back in the early 1900s. She had a home, well, it was very early when they were laying the bitumen on the roads, etc. And her husband was out busy working. It was a place where people could come into her home, into her living room. She would have hot baked goods on and a drink for somebody. They could just sit down, relax, and, you know, put their feet up for a while before heading back into the hard work out there in the communities. It was a place where people could come together, and that's what the centre is still about today.
Why did she do that? What was her motivation? What was she like as a person?
Oh, it was just about understanding that people needed that connection. There wasn't many people around, just that supportive type of member of community. She was well known for just a place where people could come together and, you know, get that sense of community feel, friendship.
I like the vision of dozens of women in a lounge room in Heathridge, and that's how it all started. And often that's how these things do start. And I understand that you've recently met a relative of Granny Spears. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so a gentleman named David popped into our centre out of the whim. He was doing some research on his family tree. He had heard stories about his great-grandmother being Frances Spears, and found out about the centre and the legacy of her name after named after herself. And so he thought, well, I might just pop in. So without a phone call, he just popped into the centre, and lucky I was there that day. So we had a nice cup of tea and a chat, and we've caught up over the last few years, every other month or every few months, either email or sitting down, having baked goods and a cup of tea and going through our history and chatting about the families and what we're doing. He feels like it's amazing. You know, his words, it's really heartfelt. He thinks that it's amazing that we're still doing what his great-grandmother started many, many years ago.
Yeah, I'm sure that would be heartwarming that her story lives on.
And the ladies in the lounge room are from our founder, Joy Coleman. Yes.
Tell us about Joy.
So Joy started up in about 1980s.
80s.
That's it. And it was a place where mums could come together with their babies and just that moral support early motherhood is really hard, as we know, and so coming together, just creating that community feel and things like that, yeah.
Nearly a quarter to one on ABC Radio Perth. I'm with Gail Booyu and Mel Wright. We're talking about the Spears Centre. So for those who haven't been, including me, what would you actually see at the Spears Centre?
We have an Enabled Centre, which is based in Heathridge. We also have our Financial Hardship Services and the Empowering Communities. Something that we really try to raise awareness around is that anybody can come to the centre for support. Crisis, unfortunately, doesn't discriminate. So we've supported lawyers, engineers, doctors. We support a lot of people. We also support people who are experiencing homelessness, DV, mental health. So anybody and everybody can come to the centre. It's a place where people can come and get some support without judgement, fully inclusive, and understanding that any one of us can be in a position where we may just need just a little bit of help.
Yeah, right. So anyone in crisis.
Anybody in crisis.
Yeah. And look, that's the way it should be if you are needing support. How does the legacy of the women who started this group live on, Gail? How would you describe it?
I think the legacy lives on through that generosity of spirit, that, you know, the compassion and the understanding that from Granny Spears and Joel Coleman, when they opened their doors to people who were in need, people that were isolated, just understanding that at some point in time we all need just a little bit of help or just somebody to be there to listen. So I think that generosity of spirit and that compassion and that understanding certainly has imprinted on the hearts and minds of the women who started, you know, back in the early 1900s and in the 1980s, but definitely on the staff and the people involved with the Spears Centre today. Our supporters and our contributors, our donors, you know, that same spirit, that same support for community. We wouldn't be able to do what we do without their help. So I think that has definitely imprinted on everybody's hearts and minds. It's part of the vision and mission for the Spears Centre, and we're hopeful that that can continue for a long time to come.
Do you ever have people come back and say thank you for helping me through that time?
Yes, we do, yeah. A lot of people will come back and help with donating goods, or just want to be part of the play groups or the parenting supports or that type of thing that we do at the moment. It's, yeah. I've been working at the centre for about 13 years, and so I see children coming back in later on as adults and things, just to say thank you for their time and support during that time. Yeah.
Why do you keep working there, Mel? That's quite a long time to stay at one place. What keeps you there?
Do you know, I think a lot of the staff are long-standing, and part of that is because we really empathise or understand, or we have our own lived experiences that bring us into the centre. I started back when my daughter was in playgroup and been a parent there, and just worked my way throughout and learning and that growth. It's, yeah, not very often you can have a job that you enjoy going to as well. So,
yeah,
it's fantastic.
And fulfilling. Mm-hmm. And you're both locals, is that right?
The majority of, I think I'm one of two that aren't local. I know.
Look at that. You have to show your passport at the border. So Mel, do you
yes,
live locally?
Yes, I live local.
So
yes.
What does Joondalup mean to you? What does Currumbine mean to you?
Oh, it's grown over the years so much, hasn't it? So I grew up in Joondalup and been here, and my child's going to the same school that I went to. It's good to see the growth and how things have changed, and even better being part of the community and working and around that empowering communities. So being able to put programs out that the community needs, seeing that growth and change and adapting well.
What are some of the local, which primary school are you referring to?
Oh, she's at Belridge High School now.
Yeah. What are the factions there? I know this is a hyper-local question to ask.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you remember?
So if I go into primary school, because that's probably a bit better,
yeah.
At Belden Primary, it was Ningan, Yonga. Oh, now you're testing me, aren't you? I forgot the green one and I forgot the red one.
And why do you love Joondalup, Gail?
I think because of, you know, when I started some 4 years ago with the Spears Centre, that commitment, that compassion, that sense of community, and obviously, you know, with the Spears Centre, the majority of our staff are locals, very much so. I think there's only two of us that aren't locals, but you can see that commitment to their local community and wanting to support And that genuine spirit of compassion and just wanting to improve things for themselves, for their local communities, but also for their children, and continuing that work. So, you know, that's very inspiring. So every day I'm inspired by the team, and it's just, you know, it's just something that is very, very fulfilling in a very, very hard sector to work in, because we do deal with very difficult circumstances. But when you see people that are so committed, that go above and beyond to support communities, that's really, you know, that's very inspirational. So,
what's one of the misconceptions about Joondalup that you would like to clear up, Mel? Is there anything that you think Perth people assume that perhaps we could tweak?
Well, not from the top of my head, I can't think.
It's not that far away.
No.
It's not that far away anymore. That's the one thing.
Oh, no, it's not too far away. And even if you go further north, it's not that far anymore. So it used to be a day trip just to Yanship.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Well, congratulations on the work you do at the Spears Centre and for keeping the legacy of Frances Granny Spears alive. It's been really nice to meet you both. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you
so much.